friends, it's your sister Drea Love, and we fill in the need to talk. So here we are. We're going to transmute some energy together. The collective is heavy. People are confused. I'm steady transmuting over here, processing, doing everything I can to keep my vibration high. It seems these days it takes a lot more to keep our vibrations high than it used to. Seems like we're working on an uphill battle with what's happening out there. And even collectively, how we're transmuting, wanting to ask the question. I know that one of the things that I am here to do is transmute for the collective. I do a lot of energy work and a lot of ancestral work for the collective. I heard a lot of women, I was in a conversation today, but women talking about the reproductive system changing and feeling like they're transmuting the pain for the collective. And it was just interesting to hear, because I feel like we're all dealing with different areas of transmuting pain. Transmuting pain. Ooh, transmuting pain. Let's sit with that for a little while. So maybe that's what we're going to land on talking about today, transmuting pain. And it comes back around if we don't transmute it. It will come back around. So me processing for myself and very much so for the collective. Watching people, so many people come through my door, come through my phone. Andrea, what's happening? This is happening. Help me, help me, help me, help me. I need to understand. And people have not been transmuting, so things are purging. The purge is ugly. Y'all know the purge? Have you witnessed the purge of ugly in your life, of things coming up that have been repressed? People don't understand this conceptually, that should we repress, that stuff just comes back up and bubbles up like a soda bottle that just needs to be opened and just let loose. Once you open it, it's everywhere. So everybody's soda bottles are just fuzzing over and spilling out and spilling over, and people are trying to figure out what is left and what is right now. So as we're all processing, doing the thing, me transmuting, I'm a big pain transmuter, fortunately / unfortunately for the collective. It's one of the things I do, is I transmute pain, because I see it and I understand everything for exactly what it is, because I see it all. Oh my goodness. So as I transmute and hold other people's hands as they transmute and understand and attempt to come into some congruence, some integration, some understanding. Whew. Stop being so dizzy from what's happening right now. Because the world is taking them for a ride, and they don't know how to get a hold of themselves. Many, many people confused right now. Be it a breakup, heartbreak, not knowing how to disconnect from the energy of that person. Actually, I witnessed that. I want to talk about that for a second. Not that this was a topic, but we're just going to talk about that. I witnessed many breakups in the last several months, but a couple close to me recently. And I've watched women take bullshit from men on a totally interesting level. And I've watched the men say some crazy shit to the women. And the women knew that these fools were dumb for saying the shit that they said. Like, I'm the only one that's trying and you're not doing anything. And like, that's really ignorant. Or like, even I watched one woman who I'm pretty close with. I watched her get cut down. Like, this person, this man was actually cutting down her anatomy when he felt threatened. He cut down her anatomy. And he was really nasty and mean and said some very hurtful things, because he has low self-esteem, and he cut her down bad, and she was so hurt from it. And I watched her. It was very interesting. And she cried and was so upset. And then I watched her be so upset and tell me all this. I'll never forgive all the things. and right back. Not back with him, but back talking, acting, playing, pretending the bullshit. Oh my God, my heart, my stomach, all the things hurt when I watched her play this game again. And within less than 4 days of her playing the game with him again, oh, what was he doing? Oh, imagine that same bullshit that he was doing with her before. Oh, but he said something, I don't want to say worse, but he said something even worse. I think he had told her something like she was less than a human than he was, or she was less than a person than he was, or something. Just really, really ignorant things. And watching women in my life, these are not my experiences, these are people around me going through these breakups and trauma and drama with the relationships, and they freak out, oh my God, and oh my God, and then they go right back, and or they start to play the game again to fit the role because they love this person, or because whatever reason it's easier. And it just makes my stomach sick. It makes me so sad to see so many people playing the game just to make a lot of weak people comfortable, when people are really cutting people down and saying ugly ass things. I don't know. I guess for me, I don't understand why anybody has to be ugly, be it in an intimate relationship or a parental relationship or a brother, sister. It doesn't matter, all the relationships. I don't know why people are cutting people down in this day and age. The world is hard enough. Lots going on. Everybody's got problems. But especially somebody that you care about, I don't know why you would do that. And just watching people go back for more, and then they do it again. So trying to break patterns, because right now, my friends, we are breaking karmic cycles. We are walking into the new awakening, the great awakening. I'm here to lead. That's what we do. Those of us who are awake, that have walked the walk, talk the talk, and that know what we know, and we can help y'all deal with the trauma and the drama that you guys are going through to depict what is happening in your life. Some may lift their nose to that, and I know a few that will. Y'all go ahead and lift your nose. Ya haters. I got plenty of haters. Isn't that a trip when you have haters, like even when they're in your family? Everybody here who has haters in their family, raise your hand. Haters in the family, raise your hand. If any of my family haters are listening, raise your hand. Oh my God, that's funny. I cracked myself up. Anyways, okay, so y'all know who you are, who are hating on me, who are in my family and want to pretend like y'all like me. But anyhow, we heal it and we do in the work. And I'm so sorry that those people that aren't doing the work is hard and it sucks. And it takes like real life, roll your sleeves up, deal with bullshit and things you don't like to deal with. But we're not in victimhood anymore. And a lot of people don't like us because we're not in victimhood anymore. That we're all actually accountable for our lives and all the things and the left and the right turns that we make and take and what happens with all of that. It's a lot easier for us to believe that things are, and I'm going to air quote, happening to us in 2020. Wouldn't that be easy to believe for all of us if something was happening to you? What's happening to you? Oh my God, your life. Trauma, drama, bullshit. But nobody's going to get free and get past, go with that victimhood mentality. We all have work to do. We are all a mess. We all have trauma, drama, and bullshit to deal with. And none of us have the right to dish that out on anybody, nor should we. We are here to gift ourselves one another to one another, but not in a bad way. Why y'all still putting your stuff on other people? We're about to go into 2021 and the world is a disaster if you haven't noticed. Clean up your damn side of the street and stop pretending that it's not messy. And that love is going to heal it all. Come on now. Maybe love and some hard work and some reality check and some fucking boundaries. Can we say that again? Love, reality check, and some fucking boundaries. Because I don't care if people are your family or who they are, but we all need boundaries. And we all need to know what's right in 2020, because healing, getting well, all of this stuff, y'all, this is not easy. And it's as much of a mind game, if not more, as it is a physical game. I definitely know that. I have walked the walk, I am walking the walk, and I'm talking the talk. I'm doing the work on a daily. Trust me, y'all have no idea. But living inside the hard paradigms of even like the relationships that we started this conversation with, people who are in relationships, bullshit paradigms, and playing roles and going back because of comfort and or whatever, ease, all the things, whatever. Whatever people's reasons are, it doesn't really matter. But people go back because they go back, but it can be unhealthy. But, you know, me doing things even though they're very uncomfortable because I know that they're best for me and it's what I need to heal. This is hard work. And a lot of people hate you when you do your work. It's really trippy. It's a total trip. That people hate you. People that love you that hate you when you do your work. Because you remind them that they're not doing their work. Ah! And they hate you for that shit. So, y'all wake up going into 2021. It's a mess out there. Clean up your side of the street. Doing all that I can to clean up my mess. I know I'm a disaster. I know. And I know I am like obnoxious. I'm all kind of things. But I'm definitely honest. I'm accountable. And I will definitely change. I change on a daily. So if I'm wrong, I'm happy to make a shift. But we all need to be in a place of accountability so we know that there are reasons to shift. There are needs to shift. Staying in these old paradigms and patterns, you guys, it's not healthy for anybody. So many people are just in a mess. Are a mess and don't know how to untwist from that. How do we untwist from the mess that we're in? How do we untwist from the mess we're in? Well, everybody's story different. Everybody's story is super different. But we got to untwist from the mess we're in. Whatever your story is, be it with your mommy or your daddy or your ex or your finances or... It does not matter. Y'all, we all got issues. Let's bring it in. Let's wrap some understanding around it. Let's get some damn maturity. Let's get some scope, some strategy. Let's dig in. It's time to do the work. Nobody here is a victim. I don't care who you are. Nobody here on this earth is a victim. We get what we get what we get. We have lived before, we will live again, and right now we are living out this physicality. These are contracts that we made with people before. Our soul has contracts that we're living out right now. Some insane things. We don't want to think that we have this much control, but we definitely have control of our reality. When we start to understand what health looks like, what manifestation looks like, and what life can look like when you shift your energy and your frequency. Been a big light bulb for me. Shifting my energy and frequency and doing the things to get healthy, regardless of who I plus or minus from my life. Got to get healthy, baby. Y'all got gonna get healthy? Y'all ready to get healthy? Y'all gonna lose some people. Trust me, you're gonna lose some people. But it's okay. It's okay. We're going to lose them. And maybe they're going to find themselves when we lose them. And that's okay too. It does hurt. But it's just part of the process. It doesn't mean we have to lose people forever. But if it does, it does what it does what it does. And we do what we do. So we trust the process. We keep it moving. We do the work. We sink into our heart. And we're honest and truthful. Do the things, my friends. So going into 2021, it's very important to have an open heart and an accountability mindset, because nobody is going to pass go without being accountable for their life. We all have an equal opportunity to create. We all live in a really terrible world right now, really horrible place, and everybody can attest to that. So right now it is our time to deal with what we got in front of us and make the best out of what we got going on. And we all have opportunity to do that. It can be a long road, depending on how far you're dug in. Or you can just start doing the work. Take some time. But once you start, you can't go back. I say that with my spiritual friends all the time. Once you start, you can't go back. You cannot turn back. Because you never want to go back once you start. You never want to go back to the old life, the old paradigms, the old bullshit. It's just a healing road forward. And it's hard. So it's a commitment. I know why. That's why a lot of people are scared. And that's okay. I get it. That's why a lot of people, even again, our families, don't like us. Because it's a lot of hard work. And accountability sucks, man. Accountability sucks. Who wants to think that we're responsible for some bullshit happening in our life? That's terrible. People don't like that. But once we learn to realize how that takes shape and place in our space and what we're going to do with that, how we want to manage it, and how we want to move forward with our lives, control, manifestation, fucking G style, Dre Love Empire style. We'd like to sit back and be a victim and be ill and be blamey and be mad and be haterade. Just all the yucky, nasty things. We get to choose. I'm choosing. And I choose me at the end of 2020. Not quite the end. It's November. It's late November. But man, it's been quite a year. Out here manifesting with me and the candles and all the things, because that's what I do every day. Do the work with the ancestors and the universe. Es muy importante, because I can't do it alone. So I'm out here doing what I got to do, listening to the universe and all the things. I don't know what your intuition will guide you to, but everybody's variation looks a little different, and it's right for them. So go do your thing. Go link in. Go get a little quiet time. Figure out what's right for you. Start that healing journey. It's a process. It's taken me years. I'm still on the journey. My book is coming out next month. The series is called Love Letter to My Life. The first release is called Healing. Y'all are going to be floored. It's so good. It's so good. It's so, so good. It's with my editor right now. I'm waiting for information from the publisher right now and from my artist right now. So it's in the works. The world will change. Light, complex, applicable, tangible, accessible right now. Healing that you can put into play into your life just today. Just after reading it, under a 2-hour read. We're going to make that accessible for everybody under a 2-hour read. Just sit down, relax with the book. Open it where you're ready. You don't even have to go in order. Just find somewhere that sits with you. You're going to read that sucker over and over. You're going to give it to all the people you want to heal. It's got some good stuff. I'm starting to give stuff away, but it's just so good. This is the best project I've done so far. So my heart is big. So I'm ready to gift this to y'all. Healing doesn't have to be so hard, my friends. So get ready for Love Letter to My Life Healing from your sister Drea Love, dropping before Christmas. Because healing is what it's all about. We are all able to do our work and have access to the healing. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Pass this on to somebody you know who could use a good word on healing. Which, come on now. We all got to do the work, right? Right. Head to my website, DreaLove.com. Blog, podcast, book, socials, resources, and just so much more on supporting your sister in building the Drea Love Empire as we wake the world up. They just ain't ready. Are you? In it with love, it's your sister, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me. on this Perspectives podcast with your girl Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.